Okay, this is the regular monthly meeting of the Pacifica National Board Coordinating Committee. My name is Tracy Rosenberg. I'm a listener rep from Berkeley. I'm the chair of this committee. Let's start by taking the roll. So beginning with Arlene Engelhardt. LaVarne Williams.
Well, present. Arlene, we got B on the call. She's in Washington. She has some meetings this evening.
Okay, fair enough. So LaVarne is here. Rico Loss.
Just a quick point. It's 8:35 Eastern time.
Yes, it is. Richard Uzel.
Here.
Nia Beriaco. Alonzo Brown.
She couldn't come again.
Yeah, she did. Alonzo Brown. Joseph Wanzala.
Here.
Effia Wangaza.
She sent a thing also.
Okay. And George Ryder?
Here.
Okay. Well, that makes quorum, and Tracy Rosenberg, and that makes quorum. A draft agenda was set out for this meeting. I'm thinking that perhaps we'll go ahead and approve the minutes of the August 4th meeting, which were emailed earlier, and then we can take a look at the agenda for tonight, which is not too long.
Okay, I have a correction. Yes. Agenda's fine with me.
Okay, so turning to the minute, George, what's your correction?
I want to strike some bad singing.
Okay. Who's got their phone doing that? Please stop.
It's got to be somebody who's hung up and don't know it.
Yeah, I know. What do we do?
Oh, God. call the roll again.
There it goes.
Okay. All right. Looks like it stopped. Okay. So George has made a motion.
Some bad singing as being unnecessarily pejorative to some members of the organization.
Too late.
Any objections to that edit?
Yes. Cowardly.
All right. Well, we can have a vote on the edit, or we can pressure Richard into dropping his objection. What do people prefer?
Okay, I'll drop.
Okay. So can I have a motion to approve the minutes as amended?
So moved.
Okay. Any objections? All right. We are done. And I will change them on the official KPFTX site. Okay. So the draft agenda that I sent out basically had two items on it. The first was just a logistical check-in for New York, which is basically just had two items on it. One was the new travel approval mechanism that we talked about last time and how that was working. The second was the status of the hotel deposit. And the last item was simply about setting the agenda for the New York open meeting, which I think just involves how much open and closed session we want to schedule. Mm-hmm. So does anyone have any amendments, changes, additions, subtractions to that?
To the agenda item?
To the draft agenda, yes. Okay, then I'll consider it approved, and we will run through those three items, hopefully fairly quickly. On the new travel approval mechanism, what's happening is that the travel agent is sending itineraries to the Pacifica National Office and to myself as the coordinating committee chair and to Mia as the point person. And we are asking one of those people just to sign off on everyone's travel plans before she goes ahead and purchases. I think it's been working fairly well. LaVarne, do you have any feedback on it? No, LaVarne?
It dropped.
Okay. Does anybody else have any feedback on it?
Nia's message was that only six people have actually booked airfare yet. We should probably do something about that. I mean, I don't know what. I mean, I can mention it.
Could I bring up something first?
Could you wait, and we'll finish this topic, and then we'll get right to your thing. Is that okay?
Oh, it's very germane to this topic.
All right, go ahead.
You sent out an email at about, I don't know, 6 o'clock, about an hour and a half ago, that essentially says we don't have money to do any of this. This is very whistling past the graveyard here. We don't have money to have the meeting when we can't have the meeting. That's pretty simple to me.
Okay, well, that's item two on the agenda. I mean, hotel deposit status. So there was a place to sort of have that conversation. I understand what you're saying, that it's more urgent. Yeah. Okay. So let's just make that rearrangement, and we'll deal with airline fares as item two. So, yes, Lynn Magno sent out an email that she did not make the September 1st deadline for the hotel deposit.
How much is the deposit?
My guess would be they probably wanted in the vicinity of about $8,500, which would be about 50% up front of all the hotel rooms. Might be a bit less. I would have to sit there with a calculator. She didn't give me the exact figure. Let me try to get an estimate here. Hold on. Plus some meeting rooms, plus tax. It might be as low as $5,000. It would be probably $5,000
to $7,500. So is LaVon on the call?
She was earlier. Can anybody call her back?
Joe, is that something you could do?
I can try. I'm on the train, but as long as I don't leave reception. So I'll try. Hold on.
Okay. Hello? Who's that?
Hello, Alonzo.
Hi, Alonzo. Welcome.
Hi.
Okay, well, I mean, the email said what it said, and I forwarded it to all of you, so we're all working with the same information. I think it's only LaVon who would have more information. I don't know at what point the meeting is endangered, probably not by a 24-hour delay, but at some point that would certainly kick in. Do we want to have a discussion about where the funds could come from, or do we want to have a discussion of whether the meeting is going to be able to go forward or not?
I think we should assume that the meeting is going to go forward. $5,000 is not a significant amount of money for this organization to come up with.
I don't have any money, George.
Can I finish?
Richard, yeah, don't interrupt.
There are funds in the organization that have to be tapped for this purpose, and LaVon is the only person that can do it, or certainly tell us what's at stake for that. I just think we should assume that we're going to go ahead and have the meeting and plan on doing it and figure that the money's going to show up.
Well, I mean, given that the bylaws say that we do it and given that we have budgets to approve, I would kind of...
You can approve budgets. You can approve budgets over the phone.
Well, considering that we're in a, people have already booked airline tickets, I really don't see that we're going to...
You can unbook airline tickets.
Well, you can unbook airline tickets, but you pay for it. But,
Hi, it's LaVon. I'm back. Sorry about that. The call failed. I was on the cell, and then the number I had for coordinating committee was not the correct one, but I'm back on.
Yay! Okay, well, here's where we are. We started talking about the travel approval mechanism, and we got sidetracked into the issue of the hotel's deposit status, as we were informed by Lynn that it hadn't been paid.
Right.
So the question that's coming up is whether we are going to be able to pay it. Do we have the resources to have this meeting? What's the status? And that's the question for you.
What has happened is that our stations have not paid central services. So as soon as we can get some payments in, we will be able to make the prepayment on that. And I'm not sure if they've required that in the past or not, but that will what we'll be able to do. And as far as we'll be able to afford it, we really don't have a choice. We have to have the meeting. And like we said, we have had my proposal for the Finance Committee is to do the three meetings, three additional meetings after this coming meeting in 2011. So that's the status.
Are you on your telephone?
Yeah, I'm on my phone. This is Arlene. I'm tuning in, but my phone may conk out at any minute. I'm in a cab.
Okay, thanks for trying.
Yeah.
I have a question for LeVon.
Yeah, sure.
What's the problem with getting the money forwarded from the stations? Do they simply not have it? I mean, I know KPFD has a balance, and $5,000 is insignificant compared to the balance that it's got. Are the other stations really have no cash balance, or what's going on?
That's kind of what the position is. We looked at the funds and basically that have in the past and that owe, particularly KPFA, for central services, and right now we cannot really ask for anything because we need to make certain that, the payroll will be met for the 15th of this month. So that's why we can't get it from there, and that's the station that really owes back central services. So we have... KPFK is on target. KPFT pays theirs regularly. The revenue is low. So, and BAI is basically in the same position. And I can look at the numbers now. They had back rent that they actually paid. So that's the position we're in until the 21st. But what we will do is we'll see how the funds, see if there's anything we can get because to take care of the deposit. But right this moment, we can't do it.
Has there been any? Sorry. Go ahead, George.
The deposit is how much?
$7,000.
And
Richard to the stack.
What's the cash on hand for the entire network?
The cash on hand for the entire network as of August the 30th. I don't have the number, but it has improved over the last month, which is it's probably about it was like 784 at the end of July. It's probably about maybe 100,000 or more better than last month. But I will have that number shortly. Today is the second day of close, so Lynn will have the number. As soon as we have
just roughly, are we talking? Are we talking $100,000 cash on hand?
We're talking about $800,000 cash on hand.
So how come we can't find $5,000 to pay the bill?
Well, we have the majority of that cash, probably $500,000, is KPFK, and KPFK has paid their central services. Although I've requested central services from the back central services, so I've already requested that from the manager.
Okay, we have a siren.
We've got that car going by. Mute it.
Yeah, someone to mute here. Okay, better.
Yeah. So again, until I can get the funds from KPFK, which has the resources, and I should get some information on that by tomorrow.
So just to finish then, there's no possibility of us defaulting on this deposit, is there?
No, because the reason why is that, the foundation works through fund drives. Okay, we had a little short fund drive, and we had fund drives in August. but we were already down to about 784 in cash on hand, and most of that was KPFK. Okay, so what we have scheduled for September this month are fund drives. The fall fund drive, KPFA, which has last month was in debt, like about $400,000. They had a short fund drive in August, and they're having a fund drive in September. So they've submitted their budget for preliminary, really, really preliminary. So they have a set time to start their fund drive, which is September 21st. However, since their funds, their cash position is really bad, they have not been able to contribute the payments to Democracy Now!, which they broadcast on KPFA. So the request is and I've asked them to look at moving up the fund drive to add a couple of extra days at the beginning of the fund drive. So the other stations, BAI, they're going to start their fund drive. We'll have cash. I mean, it's all cyclical. It's just a matter if you raise enough funds. So the goal is real simple. You raise enough funds in order to pay the expenses over the next month until you have another fund drive. And what has happened is that, like at KPFA, the funds are raised, but it's not raised enough expense. Enough funds are not raised to pay the expenses, including the expenses for Democracy Now! And the other funds for the national office. I mean, it's just not being done. So that's why there's a shortfall.
We have to stop for red lights, that's for sure.
So again,
okay,
that's what it is. So the stations have to raise, they put their target in to raise the funds to pay the expenses. And if that's not being done, that's why you have a shortfall. But however, what we've done is we've been impressed upon KPFA to continue to pay the central services that were in arrears, which, you know, will take care of our shortfall to the national office.
Okay, thank you, LaVon. We had Richard on the staff, and then I'm going to put myself on the staff. Anybody else? Okay, Richard.
Thank you. LaVon, you said that we have to have that meeting. I don't think that's absolutely true. I think that if it's an emergency, if we don't have the funds, then we don't have to have that meeting. I mean, it's just like you don't have to walk across the street if you know a truck's coming down the road. Are you saying that you feel like we have enough money to hold this meeting?
I'm saying that we would find the money to hold the meeting. If the board decides that, and I can give you the information in terms of where we are, we'll have our numbers. We're doing the close for the month of August. I should have preliminary numbers. I'll have preliminary numbers tomorrow, except for KPFA. We have asked KPFA to close by tomorrow, but we aren't really sure if that can happen. But if not, I will have a preliminary number for all the other stations by tomorrow evening. And I will know exactly how much cash we will have going into October. And if the board decides that this meeting perhaps can be a webinar, I mean, that would be, you know, when I said need in terms of what the bylaws dictate. But if the board decides, you know, that would be a decision that I certainly would support.
Well, we're getting closer and closer. Like Tracy said, various things have already been committed to that. If we fold, we're going to have to get out with as much of those deposits back, and we need to make that decision. It's just amazing to me. If you feel like that we can afford to have the meeting, I'll put my motion that is right here on paper. I'll put it down. And to not have the meeting, and we'll move forward. But it's just amazing to me. I just.
That's what happens when you don't. When the funds are not raised to recover the recovery expenses. This is exactly what happens. And what we do is we just rock Peter to pay Paul, all you religious people. If the board is willing to put forward a motion to say that, you know, due to the fact that we have, and I've given you the information every month to show that the central services haven't been paid, and if that's the motion, you know, again, I will support the motion.
Okay. Okay. This is Tracy. I had myself on the stack with a question and a comment. Are you done, Richard? Okay, guess so. So the question is, have we had any communication with the Beekman Hotel about the fact that the deposit's going to be somewhat late? I would imagine that as long as it's taken care of before we arrive, that there's probably a way to do it, but I just wanted to know if there had been any conversation with them. And the comment is that I understand the financial difficulties, but it seems to me somewhat difficult to imagine not having another in-person board meeting between July and the end of January, which would be with a different board anyway. It seems to me we have some, at the minimum, some important budgetary business to do. I mean, we have a troubled station in New York that we probably should pay some attention to, and it just seems to me like it would be a very difficult thing not to have this board meeting. I'm just putting that out. So, LaVon, is there any answer to the contact with the Beekman question?
We need Neil on the phone. Neil has been the contact there with the Beekman. I haven't talked with her. She's taken that responsibility.
Okay, so I guess I'll ask her via email or something, and she can let us know.
Okay.
So is there any notes on this topic? And I guess a question for Richard, whether you're putting a motion to the coordinating committee or not.
No, I didn't make a motion. I said I put it down for now.
Okay. Anybody else want to speak to this?
Well, Alonzo for the stack.
You're on.
Okay. Two things. One, the latest emails I've been reading of Mia's is that only 6 or 7 people who have made their reservations. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Two, would the meeting, would it be impossible to have a meeting in October or November?
Sorry, the question is, would it be impossible?
I think the question is, maybe the date of the meeting could be moved to better accommodate the cash flow. Is that what you're asking, Alonzo?
That's right.
Well, that's a good question. Good alternative. Because our fund drive will begin in either the end of September or in October for the fall fund drive. We should get our CPB funding. But, you know, we also have to know, I've sent this out, it's in your package from last month, in terms of what our payables are in the national office, and a major payable is for Democracy Now. And because the central services have not been paid, that means that Democracy Now is in arrears. So, but we will have, and we will set up from the national office a payback plan for Democracy Now in order to get up to have it paid back up to a level where we have a payback plan that we can actually fulfill. So I think that's a very good question. So I'm sorry if I didn't answer. So what?
Let me speak to that question of postponing it. There are feelings about not having board meetings in person. There are feelings about not having 4 board meetings in person. I don't think it has anything really to do with how much money we have. What we're talking about is between $20,000 and $30,000, 1% or so of our sort of quarterly outflow. We're in cash. We have cash flow problems, but they aren't sufficient to prevent us from having this meeting. To postpone it now, when people have made plans for it, some people have, at least 6 people have, and I have. When we've arranged the hotel, we're not going to get another hotel within a month's notice, which is going to be cheaper. One of the reasons we were doing this so far in advance was so that we could get decent prices, and we did get a decent price from the Beekman. So there really is not an alternative. It's not a choice. to postpone this meeting, is my take on it.
Anybody else? Okay, well, it sounds to me like we have discussed the issues with cash flow and looked at some options, but we're not really coming up with any options. It sounds to me like there's an action item in terms of making sure that Nia connects with the Beekman Hotel, or at least puts them in touch with LaVarne, or gets in touch with them herself to sort of finesse the fact that we're going to be a bit late with the deposit.
Tomorrow.
Yes. So I will take on that action item in terms of getting that message to Nia and making sure that she acts on it. With that, I think we're ready to move the agenda, unless anybody else has something to contribute on this.
You say you're moving the agenda. You're moving to approve the agenda?
I think we already approved the agenda. So what I'm trying to do is move us on to the next item in the agenda.
Let me ask you a point of information. I maybe was too quiet, believe it or not. Under new business, what do we have there?
Absolutely nothing as of now.
Okay, I wanted to propose something possible. Idea for the January meeting in Houston. Is it too late to put that on the agenda?
No, I don't think it's too late. Would you be willing to bring it up when we get to new business?
Sure.
Because we will.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so I'm just going to quickly move us, into the airline question. I had a question when you were off the phone, LaVarne, which was how the new sort of approval system for the airline fares was working as far as you were concerned. Just to update everyone, we now have a system where the travel agent is forwarding the itineraries before she books them. And she's sending them to Lynn and LaVarne at the national office, to myself as coordinating committee chair, and to Nia as the point person for the meeting, and she's not proceeding with purchasing any travel until at least one of us says, yes, okay, looks reasonable. And it's just a check.
Okay, seems to be fine with me, because a couple of them that you approved, or if I had a question, I sent it to Becky. So it seems to be doing fine. Like a couple of questions about some of the fares or timing or something like that, I just asked Becky. And as far as mine, I'm going to have to do some work while I'm there. So that's why Becky has some times for me, and I'll be traveling midweek, so my fare will be cheaper. Otherwise, I'll just have to go on and shop for a ticket and a much cheaper ticket for myself. So that's why mine is not, but she has a preliminary date for me. But, it seems to be doing fine. So what do you think, Tracy? I mean, I think this is at least, I'll be aware of any issues, which is what we were trying to make sure.
Yeah, I think it's good. If you take a look, there was a spreadsheet that someone sent out. I think it might have been you, LaVarne. I'm not sure. No, I think it was Lynn about the airline tickets. And it looks like for those people who have booked, we're doing much better than we did in July. The fares are all much more reasonable.
Right.
So I think it's just a question of, getting everybody booked in the next week or so.
Right.
And we shouldn't be in bad shape with our travel expenses. George, could you make a note to mention at the meeting tomorrow, once again, that we need people to book, and we need to book people with the 21-day advance fares and all the rest of it?
Yes, I will.
Because it's really making a difference, the people that have done it.
Got it.
Okay, so I think that's good. Anything else on travel expenses? Okay, so the other item...
I have something for others.
Okay, go ahead.
Which is that we make Richard the point person for the January meeting.
Ah. That would be correct, because Richard is the representative from Houston.
Yep.
Do you
didn't
expect
see that
your,
coming.
And it's not too soon to do this. We should be starting to make plans for that meeting now.
Absolutely. I didn't see that coming. I should have an excuse.
Too late,
Yeah, we will, you know, it will be our charge to get that meeting, you know, up and ready for the new board. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hearing no objection, Richard is drafted, and work will begin on the Houston meeting in October.
In January.
Yeah. No, for the Houston meeting, work will begin in October for the January meeting. We'll start talking about it.
Okay,
great. Okay, so that brings us to sort of our agenda or schedule for the upcoming meeting in New York. It's been expressed by a number of people that they were hoping that we would have a fairly straightforward agenda, and given the necessity that we have all these budgets to approve, I think it kind of has to be.
I have a question.
Yeah, one sec. But I guess this is the part to sort of, you know, put out, is there anything on the agenda besides the customary business that people want to bring up as a possibility? And number two, how much open and closed session do we feel we need to have? Because that's what we have to work out. Yes, George.
Will we in fact have 7 budgets to approve, or will there be some number of them late? This is full of on.
Let me tell you the status right now. Of course, KPFT, Georgia Station Houston, approved by their LXB, approved by the NFC. We're just going to have Markeisha and Dwayne put in their August actual numbers and their forecasts for September before we send it to the PNB for approval. We are working on KPFA's budget. It's a little startling now because it's in excess of $500,000 deficit. We have KPFK's. There are still some questions, but that budget has been prepared. The national office, we have basically done that, waiting for the revenue. We have done PRA. We've reviewed it in the National Finance Committee. WBAI, Bertold had the initial run on it, but he has submitted to the to his LSB to tell them to see if they can find the actions in order to come up with a break-even budget. PFWs, we have an initial copy of that. It's been reviewed. We're going to work with, Robert West is the acting general manager, so it's really stretched. But Bruce Wolf, the Treasurer's working, so I'm going to have them or somewhere in the office for us to complete their templates. So we are in really good shape if we can run these through the NFC to have a preliminary number for not for approval of all the budgets, but for I will give you a number what it looks like for 2011. So we're in really good shape this year. And if the meeting was later than October, the first week in October, we would definitely have the year to date. We would have the actuals for the fiscal year 2010, plus we would have the budgets, all the budgets approved.
So my understanding is that we're not going to have 7 complete budgets to approve. We're going to have several of them are going to be still in the process. Is that correct?
For safety's sake, I'll say some of them will still be in the process.
So what do we do in that case? We have another meeting later on to approve them on the phone, or how would you suggest we do that?
Well, what we would do is to approve them on the phone, because like I said, we'll have a preliminary budget for every station, but the consolidated budget. I have hopes that it would be there, but I'm not assured that, like for with KPFA, coming in right now at it's over $500,000 deficit, that requires a lot of work. So if they could really get their budget together, then we would be in great shape because of the other stations we have budgets except for even with BAI, we have a budget, and there's work to be supposedly was left for the LSB to work on, but we have a budget from Berto. So again, you know, we'll the only station where I'm not sure that they will work through all the issues of KFA, but I will have a preliminary budget based on a break-even number for KPFA. So we would have a preliminary number, and we would have approval of, I'd say, all budgets except A, unless A can come forward. We'll have all stations. And then for the total, then what we would do, as we would just do as we've done in the past, is to approve the KPFA budget and then the total budget.
Yes, I believe a budget meeting for KPFA is scheduled for the upcoming Tuesday or Wednesday.
Right. Initially, we were supposed to have another review tomorrow, Friday, which I definitely need to have tomorrow.
Yeah, I know the Finance Committee is meeting September 14th, 21st, and 28th with the intention of getting as many budgets as possible ready for the PNB meeting. But I don't quite know how that's going to work.
One more question for Laverne.
Sure.
What will be the state of the actuals for 2010? How close to the date of October 1st will we actually have figures for?
We will not have actuals on October the 1st. That's why Alonso's suggestion of a later date, not that we can just pop a date in and have a hotel agree to it, we could have actuals, but no. But you have a 5-day close process, which basically.
Well, but how soon? I got that. But how close to October 1st will we have actuals as of the end of September?
I'm telling you, George, right now you have a 5-day close process. That means to close all the numbers to get your actuals. The end of September is the last day of the fiscal year, so you would need the first. The second, when we look at the calendar here, the first three of the first 5 days. So after that fifth day, we would have a fifth working day, which would be.
I asked the question wrong. Will we have the actuals for the end of August?
We have all the actuals right now except for KPFA. We have actuals for K.
We'll be just short a month on that. Is that right?
I'm sorry?
We'll be just short 1 month, the month of September.
Exactly. And we'll have a forecast. We'll have a forecast, an outlook for what September numbers will be. And depends on, and by like the third weekend in September, for most of the stations, I'll have a better idea about my forecast for the month of September. So, yes, yeah, so what you will have reports, the reports will be based on the forecast, and that's what the budget will be compared to, would be actuals for the first 11 months, a forecast for the month of September, and that's what we will compare our budget for 2011 to.
Great. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay. Any other questions prior to discussing our sort of schedule? My recollection from what Nia said is that the station wanted to do the station visit on Friday evening. Was that someone wanting to say something? Okay.
I didn't hear anyone.
Okay. I heard like a weird click, but I guess it wasn't anything. So nominally, it looks like we would be meeting approximately from 9 to 5 or 9 to 4 on Friday. From probably 9 to 9 or 9 to 10 on Saturday, and then we would do our usual 9 to 2 on Sunday. Any strong feelings about the executive session schedule? We usually use Saturday morning and or Sunday morning or Friday morning and Sunday morning for ES. George, do you have a sense if we have more or less executive session
schedule? I'm just trying to think now. Sorry, I hadn't thought it through before, but we have... For the executive session, I mean, all the budgets are in open session. So for the executive session, we have the Cone case to decide. If we don't get it, if we don't get to it before then, I'll, hopefully we might be able to do that. Other than that, I don't know what we have to do in executive session. I may be forgetting things, but I don't have a clear sense of other things.
This is LaVarne. I think that we need to talk about our we need to talk about our legal cases, and we need to talk about what the status is on those.
That would be I guess. Yeah, we have to have a report back on that for sure.
Okay, what we have been doing is we have been scheduling a 3-hour executive session on either the Friday or the Saturday, followed by a 2-hour one on Sunday morning. In my experience from the last couple of PNB meetings, and of course there's people with far more experience here than me, we usually sort of ended up not feeling like we got to everything that we wanted to get to. And as we know, in Berkeley, our executive session expanded quite a bit. So I'm wondering how people would feel about spending both Friday and Saturday morning in executive sessions, as well as the 2 hours on Sunday morning, so that we have maybe a little bit more time to clean things up, and then we would be meeting in the afternoon on Friday, the afternoon on Sunday, and the afternoon and evening on Saturday in open session.
It seems like too much to me. The only decision I think we have is on the Cone case. The others are reports back, and whereas people can ask questions and often have a lot of questions, I can't see it taking more than an hour or so to go through to have Ricardo go through the cases that are out there. And as far as I know, we have representation in all of them. They're all proceeding sort of in ways that we've already decided. So I don't think there's a lot of decision-making we have to do in executive session. So my suggestion would be we could schedule them. We could schedule executive sessions, as you suggested, Tracy. But we might want to think in terms of being able to convert them back into open sessions. I think you're right. I think the Friday morning 3-hour time slot, we should probably do a closed session in that time. For the others, it's not so clear to me that we need another 5 hours. So anyway, that's my thought.
Okay.
Richard to the stand.
Yes, Richard.
Will we be deciding that programming issue that we're talking about now?
George,
the programming issue?
Yeah, the contract we were looking at.
That'll be this tomorrow evening.
This is an open meeting.
Yeah, I understand. No, that's fine. Yeah. That's fine. I assume we're gonna decide that tomorrow. I don't think that's gonna be. I didn't see that that's gonna be much of a contentious issue, but. Of course, it could be, but it'll be on the agenda tomorrow in any case.
Okay, so theoretically, it shouldn't carry over to the end of the month itself.
I don't think so.
And well, this group will meet again before like a week or so before the meeting, so we can bring these
things. You can afford to the committee does that, and yes, we'll set that before we get off the phone tonight.
Right.
But, from my understanding of doing this before, the hotel generally needs to have some idea of when we're going to be upstairs, downstairs, or whatever it is. So, to some degree, we need to kind of tentatively sketch it out.
Okay. At some point, and probably as soon as possible, I have a motion with regard to the agenda.
Okay. Is there anyone else who sort of wants to weigh in on the more executive session, less executive session question? Because otherwise, I think as a tentative plan, I'll defer to what George suggested, and we'll go with Friday morning and Sunday morning and be in open session the rest of the time.
This is Joe.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily disagree. I think it's important for executive session, to the extent we do have any, is not compressed into into short into time frames that are capped, because you know, I mean, we don't know what necessarily will come up in the course of the discussion of the legal matters, and I think it's always good to at least anticipate that we may need to have more, you know, a more involved discussion than just getting the reports back. So, you know, again, this is a proposed agenda which would be approved at the meeting, can be modified then, but I think we should at least anticipate having more time for executive session. That doesn't necessarily mean you have to schedule executive session on Saturday, but, you know, we should leave some, you know, maybe a placeholder of some kind for that. Would be my preference.
Okay. Well, I mean, between the executive and the open, there will be lunch, so there's always the push on lunch and, you know, shoving things back that way a bit. We could also leave a bit of a window so the open session starts a little later, so there's some extra time.
I mean,
like start the open session at 2 or something.
Yeah, I mean, start the open session. Yeah, that will be one of those, certainly. Yeah. But again, I mean, we can pencil it and you can leave it the way it is, but it's more in anticipation for what might be necessary. At least for myself. I mean, I'm only speaking for myself.
Well, that's kind of where I was going, based on the meetings that I've seen, which always feels like the executive sessions end way too quick.
Right.
In terms of what we're trying to do inside of them.
Right.
But unless we reserve Saturday morning, it probably won't go that way.
Well, I mean, it may or may not. I don't. If it's the will of the board, I guess it depends. I mean, the board will approve the agenda at the meeting, so you know, and modify it accordingly. But I mean, that's just my feeling, and if people don't.
Well, my thought was that we could extend the Friday to mid-afternoon, if need be, for executive session, and leave Sunday for, and try to clear up anything that's already on our plates before. In fact, I kind of like that idea, to try to get cleared up Friday morning and as much of Friday afternoon as we need, everything that's already on our plate as far as executive session is concerned, and leave Sunday morning for what might come up in the meeting that we need to be in executive session for.
So maybe we stretch. Yeah, go ahead.
So I don't know. I mean, I think an extra 2 hours, if we put it on the agenda in the afternoon on Friday, that'd be 5 hours of executive session. And as I say, the only thing I'm sure of, and I'm not even sure of that, we might be able to deal with that. We'll have another meeting before the open meeting. We might be able to deal with that, the Cohn case, at that time. But I may be missing something, and you know, I'm not totally opposed to putting the open session, to having some executive session on Saturday, but I wouldn't want it to be the whole morning. I mean, maybe 2 hours at the most, or something like that. I think most of the work we have to do has to be an open session.
I agree with George on that.
Okay, so what if we penciled in 9 to 1 or 9 to 2 for sort of like a super executive session Friday? We may have to provide some munchies so people don't die, but we'll go as far as we can.
Munchie in place, that would be all right.
Yeah, well, you know, we can go to the store and provide a couple of things or whatever. We can work that out. And then we would do a short open session Friday afternoon, do our station tour thingy on Friday night. And then that would be it, and we would try to go open session all day Saturday and all day and for most of Sunday, which actually for continuity might be nice because we won't be flipping back and forth.
Yeah.
Okay. Any objections to using that as a template then? Okay.
This is LaVarn. If we're ready to move on.
I think that we're ready to move on. So this brings us to new business. I know Richard suggested he had a motion regarding the agenda. So why don't we move to that first, and then we'll see whatever else comes up for new business.
Okay.
Richard, your motion?
Okay. I moved that the October 1st through 3rd PMB meeting agenda consists of only official PMB business with no breakout discussion sessions or seminars.
Okay.
What thing was this for?
The whole thing.
What I would state is that as of right now, no breakout sessions or other things have been put forward by anybody that I know of, or at least not through this committee.
Well, I know, but I'm making this motion, and I'll talk about it a little bit if you want me to. If we're going to set ourselves to this, I don't see any reason why we don't go on and make it a policy. If everybody's or a majority is in agreement, I think that we have too much to get done, and you know, we keep dragging this this long chain around behind us. And I apologize, I guess, somewhat for the metaphors I'm using tonight, whistling past the graveyard and dragging long chains and stuff. But this is some grim stuff, folks. So I would ask that we pass this motion and not have any of that other stuff. It's kind of nice, you know, it's groovy, but we don't have time for it.
Is it your intention this is for forever or for just this coming meeting?
No, October 1st through 3rd.
Yeah.
Okay, so the motion applies to this particular meeting.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
I want to speak to it. There's two separate items there. One has to do with workshops. And the other has to do the breakout sessions. And the breakout sessions were my idea.
I did.
I like it. And now that I like it, I think other people liked it also. And they took an hour and a half. Actually, I'd only intended an hour, but it took an hour and a half. And I think in terms of developing relationships between people on the board, it was very useful. And that was my sense of what most people thought. The fact that we're not getting to much of the agenda that we've been dragging along, unfinished business, isn't because we spent an hour and a half doing that breakout session. And I don't want to see them. I don't want to see them put aside for that purpose. I haven't got a suggestion yet for what to do or when to do it. But it just seems to me it's sort of somehow blaming something which really was successful for other problems that we're having getting things done, which it really has nothing to do with. And just so that's what I want to say.
All right, point of information, George.
Okay, Richard, go ahead. Then I'm going to put myself on the stack.
Point of information. Are you saying that you may want to do some breakout sessions on this agenda?
Yes, I'm saying I might want to suggest that. I haven't done it yet. We have open sessions that I don't know. We haven't filled it in with any blanks whatsoever. So,
all the more reason for this motion.
Okay, this is Tracy.
I've already spoken to why I think it's a really bad idea.
Okay, can I put myself on the stack? Okay. I'm going to go ahead and support Richard's motion for this meeting. I think, and for practical purposes, that we do owe it to the PNB that follows us to try to clean up our agenda to the extent that we can. I think that's part of what a final in-person meeting exists to do. I wouldn't be in favor of extending it as a blanket policy forever. But for this particular meeting, I think it makes sense, and I think for practical purposes, it's likely to be the way that things go down anyway. That said, if George has something in mind and we're kiboshing it without hearing it, that may not be the ideal process, but since I haven't heard it, I don't feel quite comfortable supporting something I haven't, you know, I'm not familiar with yet.
Let me make it as a proposal to substitute for Richard's proposal. I don't mind not having workshops on there. They did take a lot of time. I thought they were useful, at that time, but you know, that isn't really where we're at this point, I think, as Tracy's saying. But let me suggest that I would ask that we put on for an hour, 45 minutes of discussion, and 15 minutes of feedback, for whatever topics that we think are, whatever topics people want to have topics about, organized in the same way that it was done, not at the last meeting, because we really never gave it the time to do anything. I mean, it had about 25 minutes, I think, at the last meeting. If people don't want to do the topics, then there won't be any topics. But that we do that for Saturday morning, first thing at 9 o'clock.
Okay, so it sounds like we have two competing motions. One is a substitute, one is the original motion. Is there anyone else who wants to speak to either of these?
Richard again.
Yes, Richard.
I saw some value in doing those earlier, and I don't doubt that there'll be value in doing them later. But this meeting is very full. In addition to all the stuff that is continuing to be added to this chain we're talking about, this longer than it was, are all these discussions about budgets. And I just don't think we have the time. And if we don't have specific things at this point, you know, will we just be sitting there Saturday morning going, oh, let's see, what do y'all want to talk about? You know, this group will talk about anything for any length of time that we can talk. I mean, it's just the nature of the beast. So just enabling that is not going to do us any good. We need to be strict on this agenda and get our work done.
This is LaVarn.
Yes, LaVarn.
This is kind of like somewhat related, but can I just say that what I would like to propose when we start talking about budgets is that before the PNB meeting, like maybe the Finance Committee meetings, I think we have on Tuesday, maybe on a Monday, I can hold a series of conversations, not lasting more than an hour and a half, to talk about the upcoming budget and talk about what the budget looked like. So mm-hmm. I would probably like the schedule, you know, coming up the Monday after next, a series of Monday, or maybe a Saturday. You know what? I'll say Saturday. A Saturday morning discussions on our budgets, and so people can start asking questions about it. And, you know, they can show up or they cannot show up. So that at least you'll have an idea, and you've already gotten familiar with what the budgets look like, and we'll know what the questions are, so it would go much faster. So it's like a Saturday morning budget discussion, maybe starting like at, I know this is, people have things to do, but maybe starting like at 9 a.m. Pacific time, starting not this coming Saturday, but the next Saturday, like at 9 a.m. for an hour and a half, that's it. And we'll put the budgets out there, and the Finance Committee will have discussed it, but then we can have Finance Committee and other PNB members.
Okay, I don't think that's a bad proposal. It's a little bit to the side of the agenda question.
Yes.
But I think it's something the Coordinating Committee could certainly recommend, but I'm going to kind of plop it over to new business while we deal with these particular motions that are on the table. Is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm going to basically pop it over to new business because I think that's what it is.
Okay. Thanks.
Any other comments on the two motions that are on the table, Richard's original and a substitute, and George's substitute? Okay. Then I think we should probably go to a vote. We're going to have to vote one or the other since they are contradictory. Richard's motion, George's motion, do you want to restate it? It sounded to me like it was to spend an hour on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock in sort of a mixed topics breakout group discussion.
Yes.
Yes. Richard, did you say something? Okay, I'm just hearing.
Well, Richard had two things that he didn't want to have happen. One was a workshop of any kind, and the other was a breakout session. And so I'm modifying his, just to put in the breakout session, yes.
Okay, so that's the substitute amendment on the table. We're going to take it to a vote from the people who are present, which is probably not an armada of us, but that's fine.
I just wanted to say that I'm on the call, Rico.
Hey, Rico. Okay, well, we're voting. We're voting.
Okay.
Did you hear what we're voting on?
I had just one more comment, which is that I think that one of the functions of this is to break down some of the barriers between us and improve the working relationships between us. And I think it pays off in terms of the efficiency with which we can get our work done.